Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf 24a, that's Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're right in the middle of the page, the second line up in the skinny lines. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We begin our study today referring to a statement that we had yesterday in the name of Shmuel. We were talking yesterday about other topics, specifically about Atifah, which is the tradition that they had, that a mourner would wrap their head like a Yishmaelite. And we had said that Shmuel's opinion was that that kind of wrapping, covering one's face, was Atifah Yishmaelim, the way that Yishmaelites did it. In other words, you shadowed your entire face with a hood so that your whole face was cast into shadow, and that was a sign that you were a mourner. And the other statement of Shmuel is as follows: Kol kera she'eno bishat chimum eno kera. Any tearing kriya, tearing one's clothing, if you're a mourner, that is not done in the time of heat, that is, in a time of strong emotion, is not considered a proper kriya. It's as if you didn't do kriya. So Shmuel is very stringent here about the act of kriya. And by the way, kriya is a little bit different than mourning. Like, we would say that in general, we follow the lenient opinion related to all the nihuge avelu, to all the practices of mourning. But the act of kriya is a separate area of halacha. Tearing one's clothing is not one of the nihuge avelu. It comes actually before kavura, and therefore it's not exactly in the same category. So Shmuel is very stringent here related to tearing and says one has to tear in the time of great emotion, which would be either at the moment when the person dies, when the soul leaves the body, or at the moment of kavura, or during a hesped, but not at any time during the shiva or the shloshin, only in a specific times of great emotion. So we're going to challenge this opinion of Shmuel by giving a couple of ma'asei avot, the stories of sages who did the opposite. V'ha'amru le l'Shmuel, but did they not say to Shmuel, nach nach she d'rav, when Rav passed away, and they use the phrase nach nafshe, when his soul came to rest, as kind of like a rest in peace sign. That's a euphemistic way of saying that he passed away, or that he died. I guess passed away itself is a euphemism. Kara aleha, or ale, they tore for him, tres armane, 12 outfits of clothes. So the presumption here is not that they were wearing 12 outfits of clothes all at once, and even then, that would be, for all mourners except for one's mother and father, you just tear one piece of clothing. Only for one's mother and father do you tear all the clothes, the layers of clothes that you're wearing. But so the presumption here is not only that they tore only one clothing, or that they tore all the outfits of their clothing, but that on successive days, every time they put on a new outfit, over a period of time, they would tear their clothing. So clearly, this is beyond what we would describe as shat chimum, as just one particular time of high emotion. It was an ongoing habit of tearing their clothes for a period of time after Rav died. Amar, and what they said about this, the reason why they tore their clothes, so many pairs of clothes, was they said, Azal gavra dahava mistafina mime. There goes a man of whom I was afraid. So what does this mean, that a man of whom I was afraid? So it means, I think there's two ways of looking at it, and the two are not exactly, they're kind of opposite in a way. One way of saying it is that he was such a towering intellect and personality, this pair, Rav and Shmuel, he was such a towering personality that I had to be at my best all the time. I could never say something that I hadn't completely thought through or that I didn't really feel was right, because if I made even the smallest mistake, he would get me and he would tear my argument down. So I was afraid from him. In other words, he made me so nervous that I was always my best. It's kind of in line with the idea of, you know, oh chavruta, oh mituta, that between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, that instead of agreeing with him, that when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, Reish Lakish was despondent, that that he lost his chavruta because his new chavruta only agreed with him, and he said, oh, my previous chavruta, you know, Rabbi Yochanan, he would ask 20, I don't remember exactly, I don't have the Gemara in front of me, but he would ask 21 questions every time I said a statement instead of agreeing with me. So by saying this, mistafina mine, we mean I was afraid of him, that I was afraid of his criticisms, so I always had to be my best. The other way of looking at it is that now that he's passed away, I'm afraid. Meaning, since he always kept me at my best, I'm afraid now that I don't have him to challenge me, that I won't be as good as I was before he passed away. And those are the two, I think, those are the two ways of reading it that I like. I'm sure there are other ways. Second wide line, Amar Leila Rabbi Yochanan, when they said to Rabbi Yochanan, Nach Nafshid Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Chanina passed away, Kara Ale Tlesar Itzle Milta, he tore 13 silken or woolen, fine woolen cloaks. So he also tore 13 different pairs of, pairs of an expensive garment. This is not just Bishat Chimum. Amar, he said, Azal Gavardav, and Mistafina Minei said the same thing, there goes a man of whom I was afraid. So in both these cases, it seems like they tore not just in an emotional moment, but at other times as well. So he answers, Shmuel, or we answer on behalf of Shmuel, Shaini Rabbanan, the rabbis are different. Dekevan dekol shata, since at every moment, mid koresh matayhu, we are invoking their teachings, kishat chimum dami, it is like it's always a moment of high emotion, meaning after Rav passed away, whenever you go to the Beit Midrash, you mention a teaching of Rav, and then you remember that Rav is no longer in the Beit Midrash because he's passed away, and it creates a new sha'at chimum. So for the sages, certainly there's a permissibility, if not a requirement, to tear more liberally than one does for one's own relative. Okay, so we mount another challenge against Shmuel's opinion. Amar le Ravin bar Ada le Rava. Rav Mar Ada said to Rava, Amar Talmidcha Rav Amram. This is how your student Rav Amram taught. Tanya, it says, we turns in a braita. Avel kol shiva kor olifanav. And Avel, the whole 7 days during his shiva, he tears in the front of his garment. Vimbala hachlif, machlif v'koreya. And he changes his clothing and he puts on a new piece of clothing because that piece of clothing is dirty and needs to be washed. So he changes his clothing, v'koreya, and then he tears again. And this is the challenge to Shmuel because he's already torn and he's in the middle of Shiva. It's not a shat chimum, but according to Rav Amram, he tears even a new article of clothing that he puts on during Shiva. And then it goes on to our previous topic, b'Shabbat. On Shabbat, kor olah chorav, he turns his tear backward to the back of himself so you can't see it. Vimbala hachlif, machlif eino korea. And if he comes to change his clothes, he changes his clothes and he does not tear new clothes. In fact, he should change his clothes before Shabbat and he doesn't tear them. Okay, so there we have a challenge in which it seems like you can also tear kriya when it's not an emotional moment, when it's not a sha'at chimum. So he answers, or we answer on behalf of Shmuel, Kitanya hi bichvod avi v'imo. This is only talking about his father and his mother. In other words, for regular mourners, for the other relatives that you're supposed to mourn for, you're only allowed to tear bishat chimum. But for your mother and father, we're a little more stringent, and you can tear even when it's not shat chimum, but that's an exception only for father and mother. Okay, now as a sidebar, the next couple lines are just a slight digression. Otan kara'in, those tears that one makes in their clothing for their father and their mother, mit'achin o ein mit'achin. Can you repair them, or are you not allowed to repair them? This is one of the stringencies of one's father and mother, that you're not supposed to repair the clothing. The question is, is there any time when you can repair them? This sugya will be discussed in a couple of dapim at the top of Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. So pligi ba'avud or of Oshia ubar kapara. There was a machlokas about this, whether or not you could repair your clothing that you tore for your mother and father, between the father of Reb Oshia and Bar Kapara. Chad amar ein mitachin, one said you can't repair them, v'chad amar mitachin, and one said you can repair them. Tistayim, let us conclude, de'avuha de'Rav Oshia, that it was the father of Rav Oshia, de'amar ein mitachin, who said you cannot repair them. Why? Because the amar of Oshia ein mitachin, because it was Reb Oshia's opinion that you cannot repair these clothing. Miman shmi'alei, where did he learn this teaching that you're not allowed to fix one's clothing? Lav me'avuho, didn't he learn it from, he would have learned it from his father. His father would have taught it to him. Lamar says, that's not true. Lo, not necessarily. Mibar kapara rabbe shmi'alei, he might have learned it from his Rebbe. So maybe he learned it from his father, and maybe he learned it from his Rebbe. But so the Gemara doesn't conclude which way it was or not, but we do know that Rav Oshia's opinion is that you're not allowed to repair clothing that you tear for your mother and father, and we paskin like Rav Oshia, whether he receives it from his father or his Rebbe, we pass in the Rav Oshia, and we hold halacha l'maisa that you do not repair such torn clothes. Okay, continuing on, concluding this, our topic actually about mourning on Shabbat. This is the very end of it. Amar Rava, Rava said, Avel mitaya b'unkli b'toch beito. A mourner, and here we're talking about Shabbat for sure, may parade around or may walk around b'unkli in a coat. This is some kind of a coat that's worn indoors. So either it's something that's worn against the skin or it's a short undergarment. Although we saw earlier when we talked about it that it was something that was visible that had long sleeves. Anyway, it's some kind of garment inside of his house. So an avel is allowed to wear this unkli inside of his house when he is a mourner, even on Shabbat. In addition, we have another story. Abaye ashka chala Rav Yosef. Abaye found Rav Yosef. The paris le sudra areshe va'azel. That he who had put a hood on his head, and he went va'ati bevete, and he went into his house. So since he was wearing a hood, it seemed like he was practicing avilut. As we said before in our previous recording, Shmuel said that when it came time for Shabbat, you were supposed to take off your hood, that you're only supposed to wear the hood of atifat harosh during the week, but for Shabbat you were not supposed to. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Amar Le, he says to him, Lav Savar Lamar Ein Avodipa Shabbat. Doesn't Mar hold that there is no mourning on Shabbat? In other words, you should uncover your head. Amar Le, so Rav Yosef responded to him, Hachi Am Rav Yochanan, this is what Rav Yochanan said, Devarim Shebetzina Nohek, that matters that are private, we are able to keep. And we've mentioned this a few times, but this is the final conclusion of the Sugya, is that only public things are not kept in mourning on Shabbat, but private things can be kept. So one interesting thing about this in the Tosfot is that you would think that in this machloket in which we have between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that we would follow the lenient opinion, especially Shmuel, who we follow Shmuel's opinion that we usually go B'divrei HaMekil in Hilchot Aveilut. And this is, in fact, Nihuge Avelut. So why don't we follow the more lenient opinion and say that even private matters we don't keep on Shabbat? And Tosfos gives an interesting answer. He says, Afagav de kaimalan halacha kedivrei hamekil, even though we say usually that we follow the lenient opinion, hani minili b'machloket shel tanaim. This only refers to a machloket of sages of the Mishnah of Tanaim. When we're talking about Tanaitic practices, the base halacha of mourning, we follow the lenient opinion. Aval b'milta de amorai, but related to amoraic sages, to sages of the Gemara, lo amran, we don't necessarily say it's so. So if it is a machloket tanaim, the default position is go lenient. But in the case of amoraim, it is not necessarily so. There is not such a default. That's an interesting point. It's something we should go back and see how it falls out in all the halachot of mourning, whether or not there are other examples in which we go more stringently related to amoraic practices. That takes us to the two dots. We'll stop there and continue in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.